Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are on radio shows, terrestrial. We are on we're on a lot of digital platforms. That gives you the ability to share this information. And I have to tell you, I watched a piece on Jesse Waters on Fox News, and I could not believe what I saw. And he did a good job. He went around asking New Yorkers, most people of color, so you think they might identify with Kamala Harris. What has she done? What has Kamala done? Oh, she's wonderful. She's done. Well, what has she done? And he couldn't find one person who could say anything that she's done. Nothing. In fact, some people thought she was the mayor or the governor of New York. So please share this platform. Okay, we have to erase this gross ignorance that's overtaken our country because we perish for a lack of knowledge. And that's why I do the show. So please. Also, too, I just want to remind everybody we have a TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I want you to hear this. We just tripled our subscription rates in September. And we didn't go from one person to three. We were pretty healthy to begin with. But we just tripled. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying we're reaching a significant number of people, but it's not enough. We really need to reach about 60, 70% of the country. And if we do, we might be able to put up a fight. I didn't say we'd win. I said we might be able to put up a fight. Right now, the only thing to do is cower in the corner and get your ass kicked and take your beating. That's the bottom line. And when you hear me talking to a guest like Ted Brewer, nice coming on right now, you have an obligation to you, your family, your country, to share this information. If you hear something of value, then you need to share. Ted, welcome to the show, my friend. It's always good to be good to have you on the show. And Ted Brewer, by the way, matter of introduction, he's the owner of Health Masters, one of the biggest natural health care entities in the country. He has helped people like Doug Hagman, myself. I credit Ted with keeping me out of the operating room twice with natural health care, where modern medicine wanted to cut me up. And it's good stuff. It's reasonably priced. The staff there is terrific. So I'm just telling you, healthmasters.com. I have a coupon code there. Is it Dave5, Ted? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
I think we changed it, Dave. I don't have it either. We changed it last week.
We share a webmaster. Ted and I share a really good webmaster. And he took care of this for us. And that's so nice you can delegate and trust it's done. But let me look here and see how to do okay. Okay. Coupon code COMMON5. Okay, there we go. You get 5% discount. Sorry about that, folks. COMMON5, and I'm telling you, you're going to hear some stuff in the course of this show that you're going to say, I want some of this. In fact, actually, Ted, my wife said to ask you, I'll just say it on the air, we need D3, K2?
Oh, yeah, everybody needs that, Dave.
Yeah. Do you have it in?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We finally got another batch in, so we're good. We got plenty of that in stock, and we use 10,000 IUs of D3K2, so it's a huge amount. So if you're healthy, you only really need about one of those every other day, about three times a week, one little tiny pill. And if you're not healthy, if you're dealing with COVID, you got to take a lot more, especially if you're coming down with COVID. But I need to make a quick announcement myself, if you don't mind this morning,
Dave. No, please go ahead.
I'm doing this for a friend. I know Sherry Tenpenny. She's a good friend. I know Dave Padalamai. I've known him for many years.
Oh, I know Dave too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And there's a rumor going out that Sherry Tenpenny was involved with treating Russ Dizdar before he died. And that is not true. I know for a fact that Sherry Tenpenny did not even know who Russ was. And in fact, I sent her the announcement when he died, and she didn't know who he was, asked me who he was. So if you see that rumor come across your desk, or if you see a text on that, that's another psyop that's being run on us. It's like the military and the Kabbalists and the CIA are running this giant COVID psyop on us right now.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to you guys real quick.
Well, before you jump into this, listen to me. I want to comment on what you just said. I had Dave, Coach Dave, on my show about almost 3 weeks ago, and he and Sherry are partnered in raising money to defend people against mandated jabs and loss of job, and they're raising legal funds. It's interesting that they both came down with COVID at the same time, isn't it?
Well, what's even more interesting, now they're being slammed together as far as what's happened with Russ.
Yeah,
it's not true.
There you go.
Because people are saying that, that Coach Dobbelmeyer has come out and said that Sherry Tenpenny was treating Russ. None of that's true. Okay, so make sure everybody understands that. So if you see that rumor come across your desk, or if you see a tweet or you see whatever, you immediately say, that is not true. Sherry Tempany did not even know
right.
who Rush Dizdar was.
So, thanks for bringing that out, my friend. That's
well,
really important.
Here's why I did that. Okay, number one, they're both friends. And number two, I've been the victim of rumors before. And, you know, and you defended me, Dave. And so we need to understand something, guys. When people are put into that rumor grinder, it's primarily because they're doing something right. I'm just going to let you know. Now, every once in a while, somebody will screw up and say something they shouldn't ought to say. I got that. And they need to be quick to apologize. You know, Colin Powell, he died this past week, and my deepest condolence to his family. I knew Colin. He was a good friend of mine back in the 90s. I did about 100 seminars with him. I knew him very, very well. And he came out and apologized for what happened when he sat before the United Nations and talked about the uranium tubes and the yellow cake, because he had been given completely erroneous information by the Bush administration. Hence is why he turned against the Bush administration. Hence is why he started promoting Republican candidates, because he had had enough, because he got thrown under the bus. And to the day he died, he regretted having been involved in any of that. And he was right. But he apologized for what he did, because he said what he had done was wrong, because he'd gotten bad intel from, I guess, the CIA, who was basically trying to set him up too. Because remember, the CIA is the ones that are directly involved in this psyop they're doing right now with the American population with this COVID, because the CIA is controlled completely through the Kabbalist organizations and through the international banking cartels. And the CIA used to have witches on payroll, which is kind of crazy, but they did. The CIA was involved in the Jonestown massacre. The CIA was running the drugs down into the Jonestown camp compound there in Guyana, and basically they got discovered and ended up having everybody killed because of it. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that you see that our government's doing to its own citizens, including this giant psyop they're doing right now with these mRNA vaccines that aren't even vaccines. They're basically changing you. But Klaus Schwab said, he goes, we're going to change you. We're going to change your DNA. He's changing us. He said, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. I mean, this guy's a sicko.
I
don't want to be happy by 2030, because I want to have my relationship and my relationship with Jesus. Okay, yeah. And they're trying to change that. They're trying to change your DNA, so you're not going to want to have a relationship with the Most High God. Because I know that Jesus is the Lamb of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Savior, our Savior, your Savior. He is the Redeemer, the Deliverer, the Messiah, the Way. He is Lord God Almighty, Lord of all, Resurrection of Life, King of Kings. He is the Son of God, and I don't want that to change in my life. And see, this is what they want to change,
I know,
Dave.
Ted, you're so on the money here, but the thing is I've been looking at research coming out of DARPA, and this actually started in 2008. Now it's resurfaced again after an absence. And they think they can isolate the God gene and affect an area of the brain to keep you from being spiritual. Were you aware of that?
I'm sure they can, Dave.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't take the mRNA shots. You can't let them go in there and start messing with your genetic systems. I mean, if they start wiring you a different way, start reprogramming you, start destroying sections of your brain that really believe in God, you're kind of screwed. And at that point, and I've said this on the show here. I've said it on my show. I've said it on your show. What the COVID is going to do, what this mRNA kill shot, this DNA altering shot's going to do, because remember, if you get enough RNA in you, it will alter the genome, alter the DNA as far as what's happening, you know, in the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. A study from Harvard came out and said that. I reported on our show. You know, and so we need to understand that. And so if you get to the point where you start taking these injections more and more and more and more and more, pretty soon the injections will start telling your brain to crave the injections, kind of like a heroin addict, and you'll want more injections, more injections, more injections, until you sit there, wait in line for a whole week or an hour or 2 days or whatever you need to, spend the night in a tent to get your next shot. That's what's going to happen with these guys that are taking these injections. This isn't going to change. It's going to be 3 to 4 injections a year plus pills every single day in order for you to maintain the change. Remember that movie, that last movie, I think, of Bourne Ultimatum or whatever it was, in which the guy was basically being changed and he had to take pills every day in order to keep this thing locked in? That's what they're trying to do to everybody who's been taking these injections. Because remember, guys, if you don't have a comorbidity and you're healthy and you're under the age of 70, you know, COVID really isn't very lethal. But I spoke to she's a trauma surgeon, not a surgeon, no, she's a trauma nurse. So she works in ICU, and she talked to me in length the other day. Her name is Natalie, and she said that the vast majority of the people that are coming in who have basically COVID, who are on respirators, who are sick, are obese, anywhere from 50 to 100 to 200 to 300 pounds overweight. Now, I'm going to explain to you why that happens. let's say you should weigh 200 pounds, just to give you a general term, but you weigh 400 pounds. You know, you're carrying around with you an extra person with all that extra fat. And all that extra fat has to be given oxygen every single day, has to be given nutrients every single day, has to be given glucose every single day. It has to, otherwise you start to lose the fat. And what these people don't get is this. When you have X amount of lung capacity, if you can process X amount of liters of oxygen when you're healthy, when you're basically in good shape, if you gain 200 pounds, you have to literally double the amount of oxygen that you have to process in order to keep that fat basically taken care of with O2 levels. That's the problem. That's why we're having so many people coming down with, you know, these coming down with COVID, with comorbidities, and they can't breathe. And you see it over and over and over again. Then they put them on remdesivir, which is developed at Fort Detrick, according to Dr. Lee Merritt, which is a bioweapon. And what Natalie said happens is this. When they come in, and she prayed so she would have to give any more remdesivir, these people are in bad shape. They got so much fibroid tissue in their lungs, they can't breathe properly. They can't even take a breath. They got to put them on the ventilators. And she said the majority of them, at least 100 to 200, some of them 300 pounds overweight. And she says what they're doing is they're keeping corpses alive. And I'm going to say it again. They were keeping corpses alive. She says their bodies are deteriorating. They've got like oil and wax coming out of their skin. Their organs are liquefying, she said. When they pull the respirator out of their mouth, the tube, out comes a bunch of jelly-like mixture they've never seen before, almost as if their lungs were being liquefied. Oh. Listen to me, friends. Ooh. This is what's happening. So she said, but the vast majority of these people are really, really obese. Now, I'm going to say this on the show at the risk of meddling. I mean, if you're 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, 300 pounds overweight, how big do you want to get? What's your goal here? Is your goal to weigh 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds? What's the goal weight here? What do you want to do? I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but I'm asking a question. How big do you want to get before you decide to start making healthier choices? My buddy Jimmy, who died, this is the last time I was on with you, he was put in the hospital. He was about 100 to 150 pounds overweight. He's a big guy. He ended up dying of COVID, got put on remdesivir, got put on a respirator. I spoke at his funeral. You know, why do you think if you ignore your health and you don't take supplements, I'm going to say this again, why do you think if you ignore your health and you don't take supplements, that if you come down with a bioweapon disease, that you're going to be healthy and make it through it? That's the question I want to ask you. To take vitamin D3 at the last minute when you're almost dead doesn't do anything. I'm letting you guys know that right now. D3 won't do anything. It takes too long to get into the system. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. You've got to build your D3 levels up. Sometimes it takes months to do that. Now, vitamin C intravenously, that's pretty good. That works pretty fast. But if you're on your deathbed, it's still not going to make a whole lot of difference in 99% of the cases. And see, also, Valerie said something else. She said, Natalie, her name's Natalie, she said something else. She said that the majority of the people that go on to the ventilators never come off. She said that out of the 500 or so people that have gone on to the ventilators, only about 3 of them have come off the ventilators, and they were basically still in a comatose condition. They never recovered. So if you get to that point, why do you think you're going to get better? You know, I spoke to my buddy Jimmy, and I love him. He's like a brother to me. You know, he wasn't feeling good. I pleaded with him, please take your supplements. He wouldn't take any vitamins. Refused to. Later, I said, are you taking supplements? No, but he said, I feel awful. I said, why are you not taking supplements? I'll bring them to you. Would not listen to me. Would not take them. Well, now it's a couple days later, he's in the hospital on remdesivir. Well, now it's pretty much too late. Well, then he took, this is ironic though. He went on the remdesivir. He almost died. Then the doctor came in and gave him vitamin C intravenously. This is crazy, Dave. And he started getting better. Well, as soon as he started getting better, they put him on another dose of remdesivir.
Why?
Because they wanted, it's an antiviral. It's what they're supposed to do. So here he is getting better on the vitamin C intravenous and starting to feel better. He made it through the first dosing of remdesivir. Didn't kill him. He's a very strong man. And ended up basically putting him on another dose until they basically wiped out his kidney function and basically they killed him. He told me, he says, Ted, I got to get out of the hospital. But you know, I told him, I said, well, the only way you can do that is to sign an AMA against medical advice. He said, well, can you set that up for me? I said, I can't. I'm not a family member. I said, but your wife can. But she was unwilling to do that. So here's the problem that we got with all of this stuff. You know, if we allow ourselves to get 100, 150 pounds overweight, and then we get sick, whose responsibility is it that we're in the hospital? It's not our wife's responsibility. It's not our husband's responsibility. We allowed ourselves to gain all that weight. Now, I'm sorry if I'm fussing at you this morning, because I'm trying to let you know, this isn't that time to play this game anymore. Start taking your supplements. You can be taking D3, K2 every single day. You'd be taking potassium iodide, at least 12.5 milligrams every single day. You'd be taking 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day. At least 50 milligrams of zinc every day. Quercetin every day. You've got to keep your immune system strong. The time to start taking vitamins is not when you're on the hospital being placed on remdesivir. It doesn't work very well. So you got to remember that, and you got to start eating clean. Eat chicken and vegetables, like I mentioned earlier. Eat grilled fish. I mean, grouper, red snapper, orange roughy. You know, any of that stuff good. You know, wild salmon, anything like that. And make sure you skin the chicken, rotisserie it. You know, skin it, rotisserie it, or bake it, or broil it, or whatever you want to do. But keep the fat levels down, and you will hemorrhage weight. If you stop eating bread, which is loaded with glyphosate anyhow, which causes kidney and liver damage to start with, which is Roundup. If you stop eating bread and you start eating vegetables and you start using real butter instead of margarine and Crisco, you're going to start losing weight very, very quickly. And you don't really have to cut down on your serving sizes. You can eat about as much grilled chicken and vegetables as you want. And if you're overweight, you're obese, you're going to start hemorrhaging weight. You're going to start just pouring weight off. You lose 2 to 3 pounds a week every week. You think, well, I don't want to – that's not fast enough. I want to lose it faster. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop for a second. If you're 150 pounds overweight, that's a lot, okay? If you lose 3 pounds a week, you'll be back down to normal in a year. It's that fast. Don't try to lose 10, 15 pounds in a week. It's very unhealthy. Very unhealthy, because you'll lose a lot of water weight when you do that and a lot of protein tissue weight. You don't want to do it that way. And the water weight, you got to have the blood thin or the blood won't flow. Your blood will get too thick. It'll start getting kind of like jelly, and it won't want to pump, and you're going to have a heart attack. So it's so important you drink half your body weight in fluid ounces of purified water, either reverse osmosis or distilled. We have distillers on our website at healthfasters.com. And remember, that means if you weigh 300 pounds right now, you got to drink 150 ounces of distilled water a day.
Gosh.
I mean, a whole, you know, it's more than a gallon. You have to do it. Now, if you weigh 200 pounds, it's 100 ounces, which is 10-ounce glasses. All day long, Dave, I sit here and I drink water. All day. I sip on it. I've got a Yeti. I fill it up 3 or 4, 5 times a day, and I drink water, 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 water. Now, at night, I give myself a treat. We've got a product called Magnesium Brain Food, which has been shown to actually get, you know, chelate aluminum out of the brain, which is an amazing product. It's got magnesium threonate in it. And I take 4 or 5 scoops of that and a glass of water, and I take about two scoops of our Total Rest, which helps you sleep like a baby at night. I take those two products along with the melatonin. I knock out and sleep 8 hours a night, and I'm 65 years old. And no, I don't have to get up and use the bathroom in the middle of the night. And yes, my prostate's in really good shape because I take prostate support, which we have back in stock now. And I drink this beverage. I stir it up really well, and then I throw about 4 or 5 ice cubes in it, and it tastes great. That's the Magnesium Brain Food with the Total Rest. And I sit there and I entertain myself by my beverage by I go to bed. But that's what people want to do. I have iced tea. I'll have coffee. I'll have a soda. And they want to have this fizzy stuff in their mouth that entertains them all of the time. Well, if you want to be entertained by your beverage, use the Magnesium Brain Food and the Total Rest when you go to bed at night. Put some ice on it. It tastes great. I love sipping on it while I'm watching a movie or whatever with my wife. And I really enjoy drinking it. But throughout the day, I drink distilled water. I usually put ice in it. Sometimes I don't, but I drink it all day. First thing I do in the morning when I get up, I have like a 32-ounce tumbler of water. 32 ounces, big one. And I take about 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C with antioxidants. We have that on our – well, you have to call in right now. We don't have it on the website. You have to call in. We have some bottles of that left, and that contains quercetin in it, so it opens up the portals for the zinc. I take 4 of those capsules every – but we do have it in powder with the quercetin on the website. You can see it there. And what I do is I take that four of those vitamins every single morning on an empty stomach, and I rehydrate my body after I've been sleeping all night, because when you breathe in and out all day long – and all night long, you basically lose water. And so you've got to rehydrate your body. So I rehydrate my body first thing in the morning, and I load it up with a vitamin, which is water-soluble, which is vitamin C. Remember, Linus Pauling, who won 2 Nobel Prizes, one of them on his work with vitamin C, took 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day. And he lived to be in his 90s. And when he was 60, when he won this Nobel Prize in vitamin C, all of these other scientists boo-hooed and they laughed at him. Well, they were all dead by the time he was 90, and he was still working. I mean, the crazy thing about it is your body needs large amounts of vitamin C. It needs large amounts of B vitamins every day because they're water soluble. And you've got to take this stuff every single day if you're not getting into the diet. And then I right now we're out of stock on those, but I also use the purple sticks, which are loaded with B vitamins every morning, because I grabbed a case of those before we ran out. I've got them in the house. We should have those back in inventory within the next couple of weeks. But guys, listen to me. Eating clean and being healthy is not a headache. It's not a hassle. It's not. It's a lot better than having cancer or dying on a ventilator. I mean, think about it for a second. You say, well, eating right and eating healthy food, it's a headache. It's a hassle. Exercise is a headache. It's a hassle. No, it's not. Dying on a ventilator, having heart disease, having diabetes, having cancer, having your legs amputated because of diabetes, going blind because of diabetes, that's a hassle. And so you got to get that right in your head. And these advertisers have programmed to think that, make you think that you've got to be entertained by the food that you eat, entertained by the beverages that you drink. You don't have to. You can eat clean and be healthy. We got a great cookbook. The name of the book is Eat Clean and Be Healthy. And people need to realize is that if you eat the right foods, if you do the right things, your body will take care of you. If you don't, you're going to end up in the hospital on a doggone respirator, 152, 300 pounds overweight, wondering how you got there. And you're going to be blaming it on everybody but yourself. And don't do that. You've got to take responsibility for your own health. Just like your children. I'm going to meddle for a second. You know, I'm mad at me. I'm already got everybody mad this morning. I might as well keep it going. If you've got kids at home and they're little and they're under the – if they don't have the ability to drive, especially if they're little, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and they're obese, that's 100% your fault. Has nothing to do with that child. It's your fault. You're the one that's buying that crap and bringing it home and feeding it to these kids. I'm letting you guys know that right now. I'm going to go ahead and just call it for what it is. Now, if they're 16 years old and they're teenagers and you've raised them up how to eat right, and they go out and start eating junk with their friends, that ain't your responsibility. They're making their own choices. But the Bible says, train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they'll not depart from it. All of my kids, when they get about 22, 23 years old, they all start eating super clean again like they did when they were young. They start realizing how important it is. But they all go through that crazy teenage phase. But guys, I have a friend of mine. He's dead now. He committed suicide. He's a pastor, no less. And he had a real bad blood sugar condition, got on psychiatric drugs for the blood sugar condition, ended up basically going into psychiatric rehab because he's on so many psychiatric drugs, came off the drugs too fast, had unbelievable phase of depression, and killed himself. It's a true story. And his wife, it's a horrible story, but it's a true story because he wouldn't listen to me about his hypoglycemia. His wife, same thing. She's super obese. He wasn't obese. She was obese. And she kept feeding him junk food, and caused all these hypoglycemic attacks. And then he got used to eating it. He came to my house one time, and he spent the weekend with us. And I went into the bathroom, and there's a garbage can in the bathroom. I look in the garbage can, and there's a bottle of Yoo-Hoo, you know, drink in there, which is like pure high fructose corn syrup. And I told him, I said, brother, I said, you got a problem with hypoglycemia. What the heck are you doing, man? You can't be drinking all this high fructose corn syrup. Then his wife had a little girl. She was overweight. Had a son, he was okay, had a good metabolism, had another little girl. She was obese by the time she's 2. Now she's about 20 years old and she weighs 300-400 pounds. And his wife's obese, his daughter's obese, and it's 100% their fault. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why obese parents have to raise obese children, but it's the way it works because the kids eat the same foods the parents do. Guys, listen to me. It's so important that you set an example for your children, that you exercise on a regular basis, that you eat the right foods that you're supposed to eat on a regular basis, that you take your supplements on a regular basis. Teach them how to go to college. Teach them how to make good grades. Teach them how not to make C's, okay? C's like, you know, like Charlie C. You don't want to make C's in college because it affects your GPA too much, which if you want to go to graduate school, okay, it's hard to get into graduate school if your GPA gets crushed. Teach them all of these things as they're being raised. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it. They'll train their own children the same way. Set an example for your children on what you eat, how you live, how you pray, how you read your Bible, how you go to church, and they'll follow you because they're looking for an example. Don't just let them do whatever they want to do when they're little. They've got to have discipline in their lives. They've got to know that you love them and that God loves them. And there are certain rules they have to obey while they're in your house because God gave us certain rules. You know, they're called the Ten Commandments. They're not called the Ten Suggestions. And that's the problem that we have, Dave. We've got our country has now been taken over by the Frankfurt School ideology that was brought to us by Goethe University from Germany in 1933 with a communist group think tank that infiltrated our universities and colleges with tens of thousands of professors. They were credentialed coming out of Russia. They were communists, you know, PhDs and everything else. They were credentialed in the United States and put in the university positions. They taught us cultural Marxism. This is the problem that we have in the United States right now. They're turning us into a communist country because the communist country is the one that can bring in the Kabbalah and the Zohar, and basically bring in all these worship services and the old world order and the worshiping of Canaanite religions of Baal and Moloch and Asherah. That's what they want. They want their old world order back. And guys, we can't let them have it. We've got to fight it. And I'm so happy to see people all over the country now protesting against the COVID lockdowns, protesting about the forced vaccinations. And remember, this thing that Biden said that he was going to do, that's not an executive order. He's trying to get the doggone OSHA to do it through some kind of legislation. He didn't have the authority to tell businesses that have 100 or more employees to have to force their vaccinations on everybody. He can't do that. He didn't have the authority to do it. There's nothing in the Federal Registry about him getting that thing through. There's not. And if it was, it would be struck down by the courts. He can't do this. That was just a doggone press release to try to force these people. Because remember, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, Bloodline Families, the Rothschilds, the Sassoons, and a whole bunch of more, they're involved and they own 99% of the world's corporate assets, and they tell everybody what to do. They control everything. And the highest levels, these guys are Kabbalists, Luciferians, Satanists, whatever you want to call them, and that's who runs the planet. And once you get that, do you remember, Dave, when we were talking 4 or 5 years ago when Donald Trump was running for office and WikiLeaks came out and that Hillary Clinton was talking about going up and basically getting a chicken and sacrificing it to Moloch in the backyard? Remember that?
She's a fourth degree coven witch. What would we expect?
That's what they do. She's not joking about that. When they had that, quote, mock human sacrifice out in front of CERN, in front of the goddess Shiva in Switzerland, and they got caught on camera and it went viral. And all of a sudden, that was funny. That was a stage. That was a mock human sacrificial ritual. Some of our scientists went out and got drunk that night, and they just thought they did do a satanic ritual out in front of. Oh yeah, that's what we all do, Dave. We all go out and get drunk and do a mock human sacrifice in the front yard. What is wrong with these people? And why do they think we believe this crap? And see, this is the problem that we've got. This group runs the planet. And if you don't think that was bad enough, look at that Goddard, that tunnel opening ceremony, a full Druidic worship ceremony over in Switzerland. Go watch it online. And so this is the group that runs the planet, these Kabbalists and high-level Masons who are involved in basically orchestrating in their New World Order. Now, the low-level Masons, I got to give them some slack on this. Some of them do it because they think it's like a secret club that they can hang out with and be good for their businesses. And they don't have any idea what they're in. By the time they get that 30th degree, they walk into that doggone, how should I say, that lodge, and that guy's laying in that casket. And he says, who goes there? And they start talking to the guy in the casket, who's the guy who wrote the Zohar. Then you see that the foundation of the Masonic lodges is from the foundations of the Zohar, the foundations of Satanism and Isis and ISIL and the ancient Egyptian mythology and the ancient worship of these demonic gods, and it's all based in phallic symbols and sexual worship. That's what this stuff is, guys. It's sick stuff. I've done entire shows on it before on the Ted and Austin Brower show, and I talk about it, but guys, for some reason nobody else will talk about it. Dave and I talk about it, Hagman and I talk about it, but there's so many other shows. I'm gonna say something to you now right quick, and then you guys listen to me, because you can fuss later. Listen to me, I'm telling you the truth here. Dave's telling you the truth here today. Here's the deal. If people aren't talking about the third temple with you guys, which they want the Antichrist to come out of, if they're not talking about the Kabbalah or the Zohar or the CIA psychological operations or the international banking cartels running the planet through their fiat money and all of the stuff about State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard and the Bloodline families, if they're not talking to you about that stuff, then they ain't telling you the truth. And what they do is they dance around the edges, but they never talk about this stuff. They call them the globalists. I'm telling you, they are. They're the Kabbalists. They're the high-level Masons. They're the Committee of 300. Every year they go to Bohemian Grove, and they have a mock human sacrifice there, too, in front of their giant owl. Who does crap like that? I mean, but these guys do. Don't you remember what they do in Skull and Bones when they're in the casket with another guy, and they're basically, well, you know what they do in the casket with other guys. Pretty sick. And they blackmail them the rest of their lives. This is at Yale. What the heck's going on? And this is the group of people that run the planet through these underground networks. Remember that movie Eyes Wide Shut? Not recommending that you watch it. It almost got an X rating because of the group orgies and the human sacrifice rituals. Guys, Stanley Kubrick was trying to tell you who these guys are and what they do and who runs the planet. He also did Eyes Wide Shut. He also did the stuff, you know, with Jack Nicholson with that crazy thing, The Shining. And he also talked, you know, he also did, you know, all the stuff with The Shining, with all the stuff about the fake Apollo moon landing stuff in it. He also talked, remember that one he did with Dr. Strangelove when he's talking about the fluoride and how dangerous it was for everybody? Dr. Strangelove, that whole movie was being, the war, World War III was being fought over the use of fluoride in the water supply. He kept trying to tell us stuff throughout his entire life because he was involved with, I believe, a whole bunch of fake imagery that was being done with the Apollo program, and they knew that he knew that stuff because he was involved in it, and they didn't want to shut him up. But remember, that last movie, Eyes Wide Shut, it had 15 minutes that were cut out of the final edit that he said they would not be able to cut out, and then all of a sudden he dies, and then the movie gets released. That was Stanley Kubrick trying to tell you the truth with all of this stuff. Guys, it's so important to understand that these groups of privateers, these private Kabbalist, Luciferian, Masonic Lodge people are the ones who are in charge. I've got a friend of mine for years. He lived in a giant plantation just north of Tallahassee, 7,000-acre plantation, and he told me all the major plantations of them were all owned by Masonic Lodge members, all of them, including the one that he was on. All owned by Masonic Lodge members. And one of the guys is so big that he knew that he could go meet with the sitting president of the United States anytime he wanted to. That's how big these guys are. And that's how much control and power. And what happened back in the 30s and the 40s, the Kabbalists and these Masonic lodges infiltrated the Protestant and the Catholic churches. The Catholic churches were infiltrated because they wanted to use the Vatican Bank to sling the dope money out of Southeast Asia. If you read the book Operation Gladio, you'll see it. And you'll understand how they did it. Remember, it was called the alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. Read that book. And what happened to the Protestant churches, they had to get the groups of people basically segmented in the Protestant churches. And they brought us these faith healers. These were high-level Masons, most of them, had these big tent ministries. And some of them went on to build universities and all kinds of other stuff that they did. They were 33-degree Masons. A lot of these people believe that God is an hermaphrodite. They come right out and tell you that God's both male and female. Kenneth Copeland has said that on record multiple times. Well, you got to ask yourself a question. You know, he was a big protege of Oral Roberts. Some people say that both he and Oral Roberts were high-level Masons. Is that true? I don't know. You can ask them. Well, Mason, you know, Oral Roberts did, but you can ask Kenneth Copeland. But the point is this. What's going on, and how do these guys do this? Well, a lot of these different organizations and Christian groups infiltrated the Protestant religion. And they started bringing us cultural Marxism in the Protestant religion. They started telling us that God's an hermaphrodite or a transgender. What the heck? And these guys that I mentioned aren't the only people that believe that. There are a lot of other guys. A lot of them followed the teachings by a guy by the name of Kenyon from the 1800s, who was a theosophist and also basically probably a Kabbalist on top of that. So this group infiltrated the Christian churches and separated Christianity. They broke up the Protestant churches. They infiltrated the churches, and now we have people in churches that are being openly ordained as ministers who are gay or transgenders, and they're accepting abortion and homosexuality. I've got a friend of mine. I went to college with her. She's a hardcore Christian Baptist when she was in college. Now she's okay with transgenders. She's okay with gays. She's okay with abortion. The other day she said, I was talking to her, and I fussed at her for this one. She said that she had had a friend of hers that she had known for years who'd come out of the closet was a lesbian, Dave, and the lesbian had told my friend that she basically had the hots for her, and my friend said that she was flattered that the lesbian thought she was hot, and I chewed her out, and I said, how compromised are you? You should feel sorry for this person who's a homosexual, a lesbian, who thinks you're hot. You need to tell her you'll pray for her that it's not of God. I said, but you've been compromised because of you've been secularized by the churches because of this infiltration of these Kabbalists and these Masonic lodges into the Protestant churches. This is what's happened. That's how they fractured Christianity, and that's why they say that Christianity and being basically a Christian has like zero emphasis now on young people as far as their morals or their standards or the way they're going to go. Because the parents have stopped preaching the truth to the children, and they've stopped telling them that gays are not okay, that it's not okay because God says no. It's not the Ten Suggestions. It's the Ten Commandments. We got to get that. Now, if a person wants to have their own life, they want to do their own thing, I may disagree with it, but I'm not going to get out there and be adamantly opposed to what they do because it's their choice. I disagree with it. I think they need to have a reconciliation with God Almighty. But when they try to force it on us, and they put openly transgender people into the Biden administration trying to force their ideology through the school systems in the United States along with cultural Marxism, and they want to bring these transgender ideals into the schools, I'm against that, Dave. And the problem is these pastors have been so compromised because so many of them are Masons. I'm going to say that. And so many of the board members, the deacons, the elders are Masons. And if these guys come out and start talking against what's going on, they'll be removed from office, removed from the pastorship, or they won't do it because they're Masonic leaders. Why aren't the pastors at the school board meetings saying no to cultural Marxism, saying no to basically transgenders, and saying no to basically, you know, this whole race theory. I mean, why are the pastors not down there standing against this? But they don't. Austin and I, back in April, we stood down there at the county board meeting with the school teachers, and we don't have kids at the school, and neither does Austin. I never did in the public schools. And we were down there for the school board hearing, and we both were there, and there were only two men there that night speaking. That was me and Austin. Everybody else was women. Now, ladies, mind you, I'm proud of you for doing that. I think it's great. But men, where are you? Hello? Hello? Where are the men? Where'd they go? I don't know, Dave, but guys, if we don't stop this cultural Marxism and this transgender stuff, this teaching of homosexuality to these young children, we will no longer have a country that we have ever had in the United States. We will lose our values, you lose our morals, and it may already be too late, to be honest with you guys, because we've allowed it to happen. But I haven't. Dave hasn't. We've stood against this. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and I've stood against it for almost half a century. And I thank God Almighty that he's given me breath still at the age of 65 that I can still tell you guys the truth, Dave. I really do.
Well, no, you are telling the truth, and that's why I wanted you just to go on and present the case. And it's true. But the problem is, Ted, is you and I are only two people. Now, we do have a microphone, and we do have other reach. But the problem is people in our audience who are well-intentioned, good people, they understand what we're talking about. But their process of participation stops with listening. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show, they need to share these ideas, whether they play this show or whether they tell people what they hear. If we don't get the nation awakened quickly, we won't even have a fighting chance. I'm not saying we're going to win, Ted, but we're not even mounting resistance right now. The resistance is so minimal, it's laughable.
Well, it's because of what's happened to us. We've been brainwashed by this giant psychop to the CIA and OSS and the Kabbalists and the Luciferians who've controlled the government now for generations have put on us. The last president that we had that was worth a hoot was John F. Kennedy. I mean, they killed him. They blew his head off on national TV, just let everybody know they were in charge. And they staged this giant cover-up with the Warren Commission. And they said anybody who questioned the Warren Commission was a, quote, conspiracy theorist. And they made a big joke of it. That was all from the CIA. But now all of a sudden we've got a voice because the media has been controlled by these Kabbalists for generations now. But suddenly because of the internet, the new Gutenberg press, we have the ability to get our message out. That's why I want to thank you guys. Listen to me, friends. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. If everybody listening to this show right now just got their toothpaste from us and their D3 or whatever, a couple of products a month from healthmasters.com using the Common 5 coupon code with Dave, you'll pay for our show. You'll pay to support, to help support the Common Sense show. We all work together. I promote, there's several people I promote as far as talk shows. And two of them are the Hagmans and Dave Hodges, and that's about my short list. I mean, because there are a lot of other people out there. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to fuss for a second. 90% of alt media is completely and totally compromised. I'm letting you know that right now. They're being funded through the CIA. They're being funded through Operation Mockingbird. They're not telling you the truth. They're not talking about the things that I talked to you guys about today. They're not. They're basically being told what to say, and they're being given talking points. You know, Bongino just the other day, the guy's fully vaccinated. And now he's saying, I'm going to protest now, and I may quit my job because they're forcing people in my company to get vaccinated while he's fully vaccinated. What a hypocrite. What an unbelievable hypocrite. That was a big advertising operation. That's all that was, to try to get more people in who weren't vaccinated to listen to his show. I don't listen to any of that mainstream crap, because that's all it is mainstream crap. And I include Fox News in that category. It's all crap.
Well, they're controlled opposition.
It is. That's exactly what it is, to create friction, to create more energy for these Kabbalists and their weird ceremonies they do. Now, Tucker Carlson will come out sometimes and say a few things true. He will. Does, because it's controlled opposition. Because if it was all negative, 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 negative all the time about what we're doing as Christians, suddenly be like, oh my gosh, do we see these guys are running everything? But we're going to. Fox is completely controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, as is NBC, ABC, CNN. All of them are controlled by the same people. And if you understand that, you understand who runs the planet. But guys, listen to me. These people who get on these mainstream stations, and they got 200, 300, 400, 500 syndicated stations that they get listened to every single day, including Rush Limbaugh. They're controlled opposition. That's all they are. That's why they're paid sometimes $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 million a year just to run out there and spew their venom, because they're being told what to say by these mainstream, broadcasters that are controlled by the same people. And it's all about a psychop to brainwash you. And we've got so many people in alt media are the exact same way. If I mentioned earlier in the show, I won't repeat it. If they're not talking about that, they're not telling you the truth. Because, guys, listen to me. Every time you get to the bottom of this stinking ditch and you dig deep enough and you go down about three or four more layers, you'll find an international banker like Klaus Schwab sitting there looking back at you. That's who's running the whole show, or the Kabbalists. That's who's doing it. The other day I talked to Doug Hagman. 2 days ago I was talking to him because I was giving him my condolences about what happened with Rush, with Rush Dizdar. And I said, I told him, I said, Doug, the entire planet's being run through these ancient Canaanite religions, these ancient Egyptian religions, through human sacrifice. He goes, Ted, I know. I've been on the crime scenes. I've been at the human sacrificial sites where they're killing children. I found human skulls at these sites. I found sacrificial daggers with a giant snake and engravement wrapped around the doggone handle of the dagger. I've showed it on my show. It's the snake in a tree called Ein Sof from the Kabbalah. That's who's running the show. And it's all tied together with Masonic lodges. And if you're not willing to say that on a show, then why are you on a show? Why are you saying, I'm going to tell you guys the truth? If you dig down that ditch, and if anybody does any research and they dig deep enough, here's the problem. Most of these people on these shows, they're talking heads. They're given talking points to talk about by their Kabbalist handlers, and they never dig in and do their own research. And when they do finally do the research, it happened to Glenn Beck, who's, I don't like Glenn Beck, but it happened to him. He's on Fox News, and he starts talking about the Federal Reserve Bank. He was off the air within weeks after he started doing that. Why? Because he got off the chain. He said, I'll talk about this. Because it all goes back to that. It all goes back to the control of money. It all goes back to Jekyll Island. Read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You'll figure out real quick who's in charge of our monetary system in the United States and globally. And whoever controls the money controls everything, because they control the media, because they can buy everything. If you can print money in just unlimited amounts and you can buy everything through State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, you pretty much control everyone until the population finally starts to wake up, which is what alt media has allowed us to do if you're listening to shows that are telling you the truth, because the vast majority of the shows aren't going to tell you what I just told you guys, or they're going to come out with fear porn. Oh, God, I hate this. We're going to have a volcano blow up, and it's going to destroy the planet. Oh, we're going to have a meteorite hit the planet. Oh, my gosh, there's another earthquake waking up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's going to be an alien invasion, which that might actually happen with that Project Blue Beam. But we don't know about that. That would be fallen angels, by the way, not aliens, or whatever you want to call them, if you pick a name. But the reality is this. What in the world do we allow – and why do we allow these people to promote fear porn? Well, because it gives them clickbait. Dave, you know I'm right. And they sell advertising on their sites, and they have to have X amount of clicks to get a good Alexa rating to justify the cost of the advertising. So they put crap on their website, which doesn't mean anything. And my favorite, and I mean this very sarcastically, is the ones who are Christians who pray in precatory prayers and curses on other Christians. We're not supposed to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. Ted, I got to stop here. We got to take a break for a second. We're way overdue. And so I didn't want to interrupt the flow. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen, the storable food companies are coming to a grinding halt. Right now at MPS, we're blessed. I'm not saying we're going to stay this way forever. The design to bring down this economy is real and apparent, but it's really clear. And if you're watching what's going on, you know there's an assault on food. They want you to eat aquatics, plants, bugs, and fake lab meat. That's why I'm saying right now, get the heck out of their way. Get your storable food. You can get it from us. We still have our specials on sale. It's at preparewithdave.com. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories. It's edible. It's not organic. Not going to lie to you, but you can survive on this. It's storable food, and you need it. Do you really trust the government to meet your food needs? These are people that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. Take care of yourself now. PrepareWithDave.com. Additionally, ladies and gentlemen, we're headed for an economic crash, and I don't know when it's coming. I was talking to Sarah Westall about this morning. We were exchanging text messages, and she kind of thinks that partial's in play, full will be in about 2 years. She might be right. I don't know. I don't think we can predict the hour of the day. I'm just going to say this. I advertised for Noble Gold for 2 years. I saw the good they did, and they're bulletproofing people's investments to a large extent. We're not going to get through this without hits, but you can minimize the damage that happens, and wealth is relative. And if you come out the other side of this crisis and a reestablishment of an economy, and you have more wealth and supplies than your neighbors, you're wealthy, they're not. That's why you should be motivated if you have assets to protect to call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. It's 877-646-5347. And you've heard me go on and on about the satellite phone. I pay one-fourth the cost for the satellite phone than I do my cell phone. That's a fact. And I wouldn't be without it because it probably will survive all takedowns. Shortwave will too, but this is a lot more easier to use. It's much more portable. You can bug out with it. You can be out and about in traffic when they shut your city down, and you can communicate with your family. That's the main reason I have mine. Find out more by calling 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And then last but not least, our guest, Ted Brewer, the owner of Health Masters. And I've already given my testimonial here. Been a customer for many, 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 many years, and that will continue. And ladies and gentlemen, Big Pharma is pricing medication out of your grasp. They're doing it right now behind the scenes in the reconciliation bill. The negotiations going right now are just not to reduce the cost of the bill. It's also taking away your medical rights. That's another topic for another time. That's why you better get adept at handling natural treatments for what you have. Health Masters is the place. They got people you can consult with. Prices are very reasonable, and there's a special Common 5 to take 5% off. That's Common 5, as in Common Sense Show. Common 5, healthmasters.com. We're speaking with Dr. Ted Brewer, the owner of Health Masters, and we've covered a whole range of topics. And this was an interview with Dave Hodges. Just shut up and just got the hell out of the way, because Ted was on a roll today, and I think it was something that I think he needed to say. But Ted, I want to share this with you. Right as we were going on the air, I was preparing to contact you for the last time, Bob Griswold called me, and I had this conversation with somebody else last night. There are now stories appearing in the media, Yahoo, Bloomberg, so forth, and what they're saying is the reason there are food shortages selectively in stores is not because the food supply chain is broken. You're overpurchasing. They're getting ready, Ted, I believe, to pass anti-food hoarding laws.
Well, you know, why wouldn't they do that?
I mean, of course.
They're trying to control everything else. I mean, Obama already signed the executive order when the gay Kenyan with his transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers. I mean, they think about it for a second. They put it right in our face, didn't they? They put a queer guy in the White House with married to a dude with fake children, according to Joan Rivers, who was killed a few months after she said this, or should I say died. Now there's a wrongful death suit or whatever happened with that. I'm not making any speculation. But here's the thing. What the heck? Remember, the Kabbalists believe that God is a hermaphrodite, and that the closest expression that a human being can be to God is to be a transgender or hermaphroditic. They believe this junk, and they don't believe that any of us should be allowed to reproduce. So why would I be surprised they're just telling us we can't buy food or can't hoard food? Because Obama signed that executive order that you can't do anything. They come in and take your stuff. So if you have food stored up, they can take it. If you have guns stored up, they can take it. If you've got oil or gas stored up, they can come and take it. Why? Because it makes you dependent on the state. Because that way, when they open their FEMA camp / concentration camp / death camp / you'll do what we'll say or we'll kill you camp, put it that way, they're going to feed you, and they're not going to let you store food at your home. So, guys, it's important that we all stand together in the aggregate. There's, like I said, there's only a couple hundred thousand of these people on the whole planet. There's billions of us. That's why they realize there's a tipping point. Because remember, Donald Trump's whole presidency in the beginning, I believe, was legit. I really do.
I do too.
But within a year, he was completely compromised. I will believe that too, because there's too much stuff. Remember what Giselle Slate Maxwell said, that they had videotape of him? Oh, yeah. With the whole thing with Epstein? Oh, yeah. So whether that's true or not, or she's just running her mouth, I don't know. But something happened to the boy. He started putting the absolute worst people into his cabinet, like people like Wilbur Ross and Gottlieb and all these other people that are a bunch of weirdos. And suddenly the entire administration got flipped on its head, especially his last year when he forced us to close our companies, close our businesses, shut down everything. He was president then, don't forget that. And then after his election was basically dutifully stolen by Biden, what did he do? Nothing. He didn't do anything. And then he told everybody to come up and rally on January the 6th. Trump did that, and so many people went up there and got arrested. How many of those people did he give executive clemency to by giving them a pardon? How many of those? Oh, that's right. There's a lot of them are still in jail, and many of them are convicted felons and been in jail for many, many months. Can't get bond, can't get bail because they're considered enemy combatants or enemies of the state or whatever the heck they want to classify them as. Trump did all that too. So don't let him kid you or fool you on who he is now. He's part of the establishment. And did he cut a deal? Well, he likes to cut deals with the Kabbalist groups that run the planet. Remember, his daughter is a Shabbat member. They practice from the Zohar. She's a Kabbalist. Always remember that. Why was he talking to her about repenting and becoming a Christian? Just so I thought I'd mention that. And on top of that, if they get the food away from you, people will do pretty much anything to eat. They will. They'll before they starve or let their kids starve, they'll walk to a FEMA camp and go through a metal detector and give up all their guns and feed the children. Guys, don't get on the last train to Auschwitz. Let's say it again. You don't want to be on the last train to Auschwitz.
Sounds like a monkey song coming. Take the last train to Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
Listen, you're right. You're right on the money. That's why I tell people, prepare now. I hope that the products I bring to my audience are not ever used, but I fear they're going to be needed. That's why we sell them. And you're exactly right, Ted. They really are. What's going on with your show? We got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to plug your show a little bit and make people aware of it from our perspective.
If you go to the healthmasters.com website, there's a link to hear it's a broadcast. You go to that link, you get live broadcasts from 10 to 11, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. You listen to all of the archives anytime you want. Show is huge. It's huge. It's probably one of the biggest alt-media shows out there. We don't take any advertisers, and we just basically talk about what's going on in the real world, and we always talk about Jesus, always. And I always tell folks, if you don't like me talking about Jesus, this is not the show for you. It's not. You don't want to go there, because we're going to talk about Christ. We're going to give you sermons. We're going to give you lectures. We're going to give you scripture verses, and we're going to tell you the news. We're going to tie it all together with why our hope and our faith has to be in Christ. You know, I believe in what's called a fractional timeline. I mean, I'm not going to get into that right now. I don't have time. But God interrupted the entire timeline of the planet twice, once with Noah and once with Jesus. And remember, these guys know that. They wish they could undo the crucifixion. It says to have a God of that age know what they were doing. They never would have crucified the Son of Glory. That would be Lucifer. Because they can't stop what Christ did on the cross, because they're not omnipresent. God is omnipresent. He looks down at this whole timeline like a giant jigsaw puzzle, so he knows how it's going to end and what's going to happen in the middle of it. He interrupted that twice and changed everything with the flood, with Noah, and with the insertion of Christ into the timeline. Always remember that. He loved you that much that he didn't want these people, these things, these entities, these fallen angels, or whatever you want to call them, to have their way with you. And that's why he put Jesus into the timeline. That's why they've done everything they can to destroy Protestantism, Christianity, and any religion that would stand and deify Christ and make us listen to what God's word said. They want their old world order back so they can have an open human sacrifices. They don't want to do this stuff in the middle of the night or a Bohemian Grove. They want to do it on the street corner in your downtown shopping center. They want to have giant pyramids erected where they can have human blood draining down the sides like they used to. They want their old world order back, and they're doing everything they can because they want to resurrect their serpent god and bring him out on the steps of the third temple and basically declare him God after they've spilled his blood in the Holy of Holies. Guys, this is what they're planning. I'm letting you guys know that in advance. And these people are sick, but they're so committed to it that they're willing to die for this stuff. Always remember to keep your heart in mind and in Jesus. And thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. Thank you for supporting the Ted Dawson Barower Show. Thank you for supporting Health Masters and getting your vitamins from us. It means the world to us when you do that. Because, guys, without you, Dave couldn't be here. I couldn't be here. Health Masters could not be here. You guys are the key to all of this. A lot of you may not be actively involved in going out and doing podcasts, but you could support those of us who are and are telling people the truth. Thank you again.
Well, we are. Ted, I got to tell you, yeah, you're right on the money, and I feel the same way towards our audience. And I hope they don't take this as an admonishment, but just listening is not enough, folks. Now, this is a call to arms, and I'm being very serious. This is a call to arms, and it's time to stand up. And if this, you know, the left will make this violent. If they start to lose control, they'll be the ones that initiate violence. So I don't need to even go there. But what I'm saying is, we need to say no. No, we're not going to take your vaccine. Okay, we won't go to your concerts. We don't care. We'll start our own parallel economy. They won't leave us alone. I'm telling you right now, Ted, they will not leave us alone. There are two kinds of people. There are those who want to be left alone, and there are those who won't leave them alone. And they're the second type, and they will not let us survive and thrive. Ted, very quickly, we've got 10 seconds. When does your show air?
Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m., but it's available all of the time on the archives at healthmasters.com and at Global Star Radio. Guys, listen to me. Listen to the show. Get it out to as many people as you can.
Exactly.
And thank you for your support. I prayed for you guys this morning, and I love you guys.
And those times were Eastern, and everybody, hey, thanks for joining us. And Ted, thank you for joining us as well. Great show. Thanks.
Thank you, Doug.